over the 7:30 mark, saying, come talk to me. And right now, on a marvelous Monday morning, it's time for us to talk to Penny Faree. She's back in with another pebble in the pond. Time for the ripple on a Monday morning. Hello, Penny.
Morning, Mark. I love this pebble in the pond. Good morning to all our listeners on a very nice Monday morning. And this is the ripple, a few minutes in your Monday, where good finds a voice. Now, every week we pull one story off the North Coast about somebody or an organization that's quietly making things better. And we just sit with it for a bit before the day runs off with all of us. One ripple every Monday. And this one actually started just up the road from where a lot of you are listening right now. Back in 2015, in a community hall in Sharker's Head, a local resident, Claire Swithbank Bowman, tried out a very simple idea. Now, she looked at two problems sitting right next to each other. On the one side, litter was piling up everywhere on the streets and around our communities, heading straight for our rivers and our beaches. And on the other were families a few doors down in the informal settlement who couldn't always put food on the table. And she asked a question that sounds almost too simple. To work, what if a bag of litter could be worth something? Not cash, but something you could actually carry home and feed your family with. So that's how it all started. And it's really very straightforward, this concept. You collect a bag of recyclable litter. You bring it in to the shop and you swap it for a token. And that token goes to the token shop where it currently is set up. It is at Sharker's Head. And then you choose an item which buys your dry good or clothing. And now we have someone with us in studio, Ryan Barker. He runs the operation here on the North Coast, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about this amazing organization and the good work they do. And there's a supplement with it, the Mermaid Tears. He's going to be telling us a little bit about what is happening here.
Hey, Ryan, welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Nice to be here with you guys.
Thanks for bringing
good morning, Belito.
You've brought some presents with you, some very eye-catching. They look like frisbees, but they're kind of perforated. They've got holes punched into them, and these things are going to be seen all across the beaches during the upcoming Belito Pro. We're going to talk about these these mermaid tear catches in a second. Yeah.
And I think Claire did launch them at Belito Pro a long time. I think it was 2019. If I stand corrected.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. 5 years ago. Yeah.
Now, you know what what caught me about this entire project is that no cash is exchanged. Can you just take us through how it works and how the community is involved, the whole ecosystem of litter for tokens?
Sure, gladly. Basically, a person collects bags of recyclable materials, your regular bin size bag, and redeems a token. However, we've changed it slightly now. We've made it a set food parcel, which costs you 60 tokens. Okay. That means 60 bags got to be brought in, and the food parcel itself is worth 300 rand.
Yeah.
So those parcels can be adapted to whatever a person's actual needs are, but we mostly supply dry goods.
Okay, so in one parcel, you get dry goods as in rice and tea and all that is needed. And how do you get the goods to put the parcels together? How does that work?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Yeah. We rely on funding and donations from the community at large. We then off to our food supplier where we purchase those foods and package them into those bundles.
Okay. And once the litter's been handed in, where does it go? And how does that side pay for it? Does it go into recycling? What is the journey of those bags?
Basically, through our partnership with DCWM, the goods are collected and then taken to a center where they are then baled and sent off to a processor who will recycle the materials. We earn rebates, which are really a price per kg from 1 to 3 rand per kg.
Okay.
And it's adds to the cost or the paying of the food parcels.
Yeah. And wow. You were telling me off record, off the studio while we were chatting outside, that you have a stipend. There's dedicated litter for token ladies who are actually now making this quite a full-time project. How does that work?
Basically, it's a IDC-sponsored project through our partnership with Brownie Points, where we have a site of, let's say, 20 to 30 youth and women collecting recyclable materials. They have a higher total of bags to obtain through the month, and they get paid for 7 days of work, which is all in line with government's minimum wage.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And how does the shop work? Is that open every single day at Sharker's Head? Where is it? Is it in the community hall?
Well, since I've been with Litter for Tokens from 2022, we've expanded our sites. We now have 9 across Ilembe, where once a month the shop opens. Now, it's not really a shop per se. It's in the community, so it's at the team leader's house where we have our parcels delivered and they disperse them. One thing what we are doing is we're tracking all the work that's done. So every time someone collects something, it's logged on our app, as well as the GPS locations where that stuff was collected.
Whoa.
We can then offer that data to our, let's say, funders or anybody interested in collecting materials out of the environment. So there are different products which are then sponsored to be collected. For example, your Coca-Colas and your big companies actually pay communities to collect those materials.
Wow, so there's a whole ecosystem evolved around this thing, and it's an amazing model. It's not just a dream anymore. It's now been a living, breathing, proven concept for years.
Ideally, what I would like to see is people being paid a permanent stipend. So instead of having a 10-month program, we actually have a 3 to 5 year program where people are employed and can actually build themselves up through that.
Yeah. And do you see how much litter are you processing a month? Is it a lot?
It's anything from 50 to 70,000 kgs.
You're joking. Wow.
Yeah. That's across all kinds of recyclable materials.
Yeah. Flip, that's a lot of litter, hey?
Absolutely. Bearing in mind we have roughly 30 to 36 hubs across the country now.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
And you know, I know Claire was she was like a real sea baby. She loved the ocean. And I know and back in the days there was a massive problem with a lot of the informal settlements, the litter that was making its way into the rivers and then ultimately going into the oceans. So has there been a noticeable difference? I know you know, from the top to the bottom, in terms of the litter and all the plastic that's been feeding into our oceans?
Yes, I can say there's been a noticeable difference in the sense that Litter for Tokens is a preventative campaign. So ideally, we want to get this stuff before it falls into the river. As you know, all the rivers lead to the sea.
Yeah.
However, you've got manufacturing plants as well that perhaps through some negligence, some of these manufacturing nurdles, as we call them, actually get into the sewer system and eventually into the sea. So you got that point which needs addressing from a manufacturing side, as well as, let's say, proper legislation on the storing of raw materials that create the plastics we use.
And you mentioned this word nurdle, and this is something that gets eco warriors bristling, because the microplastic problem is all pervasive, and anyone who does a little bit of sand sifting down on our beaches will in no time find lots of little bits of plastic that are now totally mixed in with the natural sand. Something that is going to be a feature on our beaches throughout the upcoming Bolito Pro presented by O'Neill. I see you've got these fantastic branded Frisbee/sand sieves. Tell
absolutely,
me about these things.
Absolutely. Oh, what I'd like to tell you is they are called mermaid tear catchers. As Claire has such a deep connection with the sea, she wanted to get across the point that they look like little teardrops, and in fact that the mermaids are crying to the pollution we have created.
So these little plastic, these nurdles, these little plastic tears, if you will, can be sieved out with one of these perforated Frisbees. They've just got the perfect sized aperture to let sand grains through and hang on to the plastic bits that we know are on our right across our coastline. Are these going to be for sale?
Absolutely. As we rely on funding, we're going to be selling these frisbee / mermaid tear catchers on the beach, as well as our caps and paraphernalia. So maybe our logo, t-shirt, and things like that.
Super cool. Litter for tokens. So you'll be at the Belita Pro starting soon.
Yes. A week, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
It starts on Saturday, guys.
Oh, there you go.
That's the juniors.
Yeah.
And Ryan, tell us, if people are listening and they have dry goods or any clothing, how can they get in touch with you?
The easiest way would be to get our website up, which is litterfortokens.org, and make connection through the contacts page.
Okay.
As well as coming and seeing us on the beach.
And also supporting the mermaid tear catchers as well.
Well, on the beach, we have this activation for mermaid tear catchers, as well as an environmental concern where we're actually sorting all the different waste streams and getting the exact, let's say, statistics on what's being created and what's being sent for recycling.
Yeah.
At the Pro.
Yeah, this is such an amazing community initiative, and it's having a massive ripple effect in our communities, from something that's started with a vision with Claire, and now it's actually becoming a fully fledged organization. And you do say you operate in Mpumalanga as well, and in Soweto.
Absolutely. We're in Mpumalanga, we're in Soweto, we have two sites in Cape Town now as well, as well as from Escort all the way through to Richards Bay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all the Litter for Token we're not going to call them shops, little depots that people come, they are run now from community leaders' homes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is where we operate from, as well as doing all the tracking and capturing of data, as well as the timekeeping. We use another application, which we then track, that people can work for 8 hours a day. They clock in the morning and clock in the afternoon at knock off time.
Okay.
What I can comment on is the big impact the stipend project has had. If you recall the floods we had, what was that?
21.
21, yes. People have been able to repair their homes that were ravished by floods, as well as repair roofs, put doors in place, things like that. So they've done a lot.
Tangible difference being made.
Yeah. Absolutely. People have educated their kids. They've sent others to go and to university. So a lot has happened from that.
Amazing. If you're catching the tail end of this interview, in conversation with Ryan Barker and the Litter for Tokens cause, if you're looking to find out more information and to find out how you can get involved and get behind this ripple that has started in Belita and now spread right across the country, litterfortokens.org is the website, and that's litter with the number 4 tokens.org. And catch Ryan manning the stand down at the upcoming Belita Pro, presented by O'Neill. It's going to be a great showcase for your brand, and it's a story that we want to definitely keep tabs on and have another follow up chat on. What do you say, Penny?
Absolutely. Ryan, you guys are doing a brilliant job. Thanks for making such a big ripple in our community.
Fantastic. Thank you for hearing us.
You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style, The Ripple, presented by Penny Faree. And we'll be back again next week, Monday, for another Feel Good Monday story. What do you say, Penny?
Yes, now we've got a lovely ripple effect for next week.
Yeah.